This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 67 for Monday, September 19th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly lower on Monday morning, mainly due to declines in crude and veg oil prices. Rain and the chance of thunderstorms are expected across the prairies for today, with high temperatures in Alberta expected to be under the 20 degrees Celsius mark. However, harvests are still advancing in the region. Crude oil prices are down as the central banks in Canada, the United States, and the United Kingdom prepare to raise their respective key interest rates later this week. The United Arab Emirates also announced they will increase oil production in the country. Chicago soy oil is unchanged, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are lower. The Canadian dollar is down to almost 75 U.S. cents this morning, providing some support for canola prices. The November canola contract is down $5.70 per ton at $786.80. In the U.S., prices for corn and wheat are all in the red due to both harvest and inflationary pressures, while soybeans are showing gains. Growing areas for all three crops are not expected to see much rain over the next 2 weeks, which would aid in their respective markets. Traders are expecting the U.S. Department of Agriculture to show the U.S. corn harvest at 11% complete in its crop condition report tomorrow, 3 points above the average pace. Crop condition ratings are expected to be unchanged at 54% good to excellent. Export sales for U.S. corn has been slow due to cheaper supply from Brazil, while the start of corn planting in Argentina has been hindered because of dry conditions. The December corn contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.71. Falling wheat prices are spilling over into corn and soybeans. A rising U.S. dollar is contributing to price declines, while harvests are progressing well. The trade is expecting U.S. winter wheat harvest progress to be at 25%, but drought conditions are still affecting the U.S. southern and central plains. An estimate for Russia's wheat crop has been raised to 99 million tons, while Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea are estimated to be at 2 million tons. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 37 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.23. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 34 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.01. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 28 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.11. Soybean prices are on the rise as overseas demand continues to be strong. U.S. soybean export sales are up 13% this year compared to last, while the U.S. domestic crush totaled 165.5 million bushels in August, up 4% from last year. Soy planting is expected to start soon in South America. The November soybean contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.53. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, September 19th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.